很高兴今天早上能够跟我们一起来敬拜主。
I'm delighted to worship with you today.
感谢主的恩典。
Praise the Lord for His grace.
我们感谢他带领我们经过了一个学期。
God has taken us through some quarter.
再过一个月的时间。
And in a month's time,
我们当中大概有三分之一的同学就会进入工厂。
One third of our student body will enter the ministry.
所以我要恭喜你们。
So I'd like to congratulate you.
希望你会毕业。
Hope that you will graduate.
但是无论怎么样。
No matter what.
感谢主的恩典带领我们在这边受训练。
Thank God for allowing us to be trained here.
我盼望你们在进入工厂之后。
And I hope that when you enter the ministry,
一生能够被神大大的使用。
You will be greatly used by God for the rest of your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，你让我们在 BSOP 这边受造就，你要使用我们每个人。求主你的恩典继续来临到我们身上，求主你的圣灵来带领我们前面一切的路程。主，我们把将要毕业的同学或者是在继续受装备的同学交托在你的手中，求主你的圣灵来高牧他们每一位，装备他们每一位，让他们将来一生能够成为主你重用的仆人。主，我们感谢你早上我们在这边可以一起来思想你的话语，求主你的圣灵运行在我们当中，让我们讲的、怀疑的、听的都从你的话语当中一同得到造就。奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求，阿门。有一位主的仆人，他叫做 Robert Clinton，
A servant of God by the name of Robert Clinton，
他曾经对圣经里面有100位的领袖这个或者是那些侍奉主的人，他对他们的生命与侍奉做了深入的研究。
Once he made a study on 100 biblical characters, leaders in the Bible.
那他的研究的对象有族长、有长官、有祭司、有先知、有使徒、有布道家。
And among the characters that he studied were the patriarchs, commanding officers, judges, prophet, priests, apostles, and evangelists.
他研究之后，他有很惊讶的发现。
And he surprisingly discovered,
那他发现其中只有三分之一的人可以终身无憾的过一生。
And among those 100 characters that he studied, one third of them were able to live without regrets.
所以他把这些领袖分成四大类。
And so he categorized them into four different leaders.
那他们都有不同的结局。
They have different endings in their lives.
第一种是提早夭折。
The first one are those who died prematurely.
为了特殊的原因。
For some special reason,
上帝把这些人提早接回天家。
God took them home prematurely.
那这些提早夭折的人有不同的因素。
And there are many reasons for their premature death.
有正面的，有负面的。
There are positive side and the negative side.
那负面的来说，就好像参孙。
In the negative side, for example, Samson.
神看见参孙的生活败坏，就提早结束他的生命。
Because his life was in wickedness, God ended his life prematurely.
从正面的来看，
from the positive aspect of it,
我们看到使徒雅各为主殉道。
We see that the apostle James died as a martyr.
主提早把他接回天家，因他的使命完成了。
God took him home prematurely because he has finished his mission.
第二种呢，就是晚节不保的领袖。
The second category are those who finish poorly.
那这些领袖呢，他们起初很爱主。
At start, they loved the Lord.
他们非常热心的来侍奉主。
They were zealously serving the Lord.
但是呢，他们渐渐失掉了起初对主的爱心。
But gradually they lost their love for the Lord.
所以他们后期的侍奉就走下坡。
And so their ministry toward the end went downhill.
就好像扫罗。
For example, is Saul.
以利。
Eli.
还有所罗门。
And Solomon.
另外一种就是结局平庸的领袖。
The third type, third category is what he called the mediocre leaders.
那这些人呢？他们在后期的侍奉，无功也无过。
These are the leaders who, at the late of their life, has no work at all.
就是只是一天过一天。
They just live from day to day.
就是好像在圣经里面，你们就看到，就好像耶拿。
Examples of these leaders are Jonah.
好像西西家王。
King Hezekiah.
第四种的领袖是终极无憾的领袖。
The fourth one are those who finish well without regrets.
那这些领袖呢？他们一生爱主。
These are the leaders who love the Lord for their whole lifetime.
虽然他们遇到了重重的困难。
In spite of the many difficulties that they face.
甚至他们面对了各种的逼迫。
And they were persecuted.
他们也一直持守他们纯正的信仰。
They kept their faith to the end.
就好像约伯。
And examples are Job.
约瑟。
Joseph.
耶稣亚。
Joshua.
加勒。
Caleb.
撒母耳。
And Samuel.
但以理。
Daniel.
保罗。
Paul.
彼得。
And Peter.
等等。
And others.
我相信我们每个人都。盼望朝着这个终极无憾的这个目标来走。
And I hope that we all strive toward this goal of finishing well without regrets.
所以早上我要跟大家来思想一个圣经的人物。
And so this morning I like to ponder on a biblical character.
就是先知以赛亚。
And that is the prophet Isaiah.
现在我们来一起来翻开。以赛亚书第六章，我们看第一节到第八节。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8.
那圣经以赛亚书第六章第一节到第八节。
Isaiah 6, 1 through 8.
圣经这样说：当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。其上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊着说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了。因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因为我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一位撒拉弗飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。我相信我们每个人对先知以赛亚的生平都很清楚。
I'm sure that we are very familiar with the life of the prophet Isaiah.
但是在这里我要问大家一个问题。
And I'd like to ask a question.
是什么因素是先知以赛亚能够一生对神至死忠心。
What caused Isaiah to be faithful to the end for toward the Lord?
是什么因素是以赛亚能够对神的侍奉至死忠心
？What is the factor that allow him to be faithful to the end?
我相信。在这段经文，他所看见的异象对他的生命有绝对的影响。
And I believe that the vision that he saw in this passage caused him to be faithful.
因为在这个异象当中，他亲眼看见到上帝的荣耀。
For in this vision, he saw the glory of God with his own eyes.
他亲眼看见了神的威严。
He saw the majesty of God.
他亲眼看见了神的圣洁。
And he saw the holiness of God.
在这个异象当中，他亲身经历到神的洁净。
And in this vision, he experienced the cleaning of
holiness of God.
Holiness of God in his life.
在这个异象当中，他亲耳听见了神的差遣。
And in this vision, he heard the commission that God gave him.
所以呢，这些呢，叫他不能够不一生忠心的来服侍上帝。
And all this caused him to be faithful to the end.
这个异象呢，让他看见了这个认识了神之后，他不得不终身来按照神的心意来服侍上帝。
When he came to know the Lord through this vision, he had to live faithfully to the end.
让他过了一个这个终极不憾的一个人生。
And allow him to finish well without regret.
所以今天早上我要与大家思想的题目就是终极无憾的传道者。
And so the topic that I want to share with you is becoming a minister who finished well without regret.
请问你愿意做一个终极无憾的传道者吗？
Let me ask you, are you willing to be a minister who finishes well without regret?
你愿意追求这样做这样的传道人吗？
Are you willing?
愿意。但是我们要怎样做一个终极无憾的传道者？
But how can we become a minister who finishes well without regret?
从这段经文让我们看到。
Through this passage, let us.
你要做一个终极无憾的传道者，你要认识到你所侍奉的上帝是至高的真神。
You need to know that this God you serve is a holy, high and holy God.
那在第六章第一节，在这边告诉我们。
In verse one, this the scripture tells us.
当乌西亚王崩的那一年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
在这里让我们看到
we see in this passage, this is the time when King Uzziah died. When King Uzziah was the king,
we see that he was a very good king.
He was a great king.
但是他死了。
But now he has died.
这个时候，先知以赛亚心里面顿时觉得整个前途、整个国家都面对了非常大的危机。
The prophet Isaiah feel that the country is facing a great crisis upon the death of the king.
因为他不知道在接下去整个国家的前途要往哪里去。
Because he did not know what the future holds for the country.
因为乌西亚王是一个很好的君王。
For the king was a great military leader.
Great king.
A great king.
Very good king. Yeah. 他呢，把整个犹大的国家带到非常繁荣的地步。
He brought the country to a great height.
他是一个寻求神的人。
And he was one who seek after God.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事情。
He did what was good in the eyes of the Lord.
他是一个军事家。
He was a great strategist.
他带领他的军队攻打仇敌，占领了非常多的土地。
And he led the army to gain a lot of grounds against the enemies.
他是一个建筑家。
And he was a builder.
他建造了很多的这个城楼。
And he built many towers.
他是一个农业家。
He was an agriculturist.
他很喜欢农业的农事。
And he was one in who was into agriculture.
他是一个水利家。
He was a great person who conserved water.
他挖了很多这个井。
He dug many wells.
那在圣经里面让我们看到。
And in the scripture,
对军事
，whether in the military
工业
，in the industrial
农业
，in the agricultural
兵工，这个。他都非常的，我们看到他都非常的注重。
He was one who put great emphasis on all these areas.
所以他无论是对内政、对外交、对这个政治、宗教、军事等等，他都是一个很杰出的这个人物。
He was someone who excelled, whether it's in the internal or the external affair of the nation.
他做王五十二年的时间。
And he was king for 52 years.
他把整个犹大的国家带到一个非常繁荣的地步。
And he brought the nation into a very prosperous time.
现在这个这么好的君王死了。
Now this great king died.
叫以赛亚。心中非常的难受。
And this brought great sadness to the prophet Isaiah.
他突然间要面对整个国家的危机。
He suddenly has to face the crisis of this nation.
国家失去了一个这么好的君王。
The nation has lost its great king.
整个国家要怎么样来治理？
How would you govern this nation?
整个国家要面对的这个大的危机要怎么办？
How would the nation face this great crisis?
在他非常难过的非常伤心的时候
，and during this great period of sadness,
他就来到神的面前。
He came before the Lord.
他安静在神的面前。
He was quiet before the Lord.
他向上帝祷告。
He prayed before the Lord.
就在这个时候
，and it was during this time.
神向他显现。
That God appeared before him.
神让他看到这个大的异象。
God allowed Isaiah to see this great vision.
神让他看到神这个神坐在高高的宝座的上面。
He saw the Lord sitting upon a throne.
神让他看见了什么
？What did God allow Isaiah to see?
让他看见了这个天上的上帝是至高的上帝。
That this God of heaven is high and lifted up.
让他看到他所侍奉的上帝是那个永远活着的上帝。
The God he serves is one who forever lives.
神让他看见人会死，但是上帝永远不会死。
God allow him to see that man will pass away, but God will never die.
那神让他看见神自己才是最高的掌权者。
That he is the great ruler.
所以呢，地上的君王死了。
The king of the earth has died.
地上的君王从宝座上面下来了。
And he has been dethroned.
但是上帝永远坐在宝座上面。
But God is seated on his throne.
你的环境会改变。
Even your circumstances will change.
但是呢，上帝永不改变。
But God never changes.
在中世纪的时候
，In the Middle Ages,
当宗教改革家这个马丁路德在改教的工作上面
，When Martin Luther the reformer was trying to reform the church,
当他面对了四面楚歌、前途一片黑暗的时候
，When he was faced with a great period of time,
他几乎灰心丧志。
He was so depressed at that time.
有一天他从工作回来的时候
One day, he came back from work.
他看见他的妻子这个身穿校服这个穿白衣
And he came home to see his wife wearing all white.
那他就问谁死了
And he asked her, who died?
我们家里没有人死，你为什么穿校服？
There was no one who died, and why were you wearing all white?
他的妻子说，有人死。
And the wife says, someone died.
谁死了？
Who died?
神死了。
God died.
他突然间醒悟过来。
And he was awakened.
上帝怎么样会死呢？
How would God die?
他永远不会死的。
He will never die.
他的妻子就对他说
，And his wife said to him，
既然上帝不会死，你为什么这样灰心绝望啊
？Since God will never die, why are you so depressed？
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的上帝是永活的上帝。
God is a living God.
如果你真正的认识到你所侍奉的上帝是至高永活的上帝的时候，
If you truly know that the God you serve is one who is seated high and lifted up,
你的信心就会刚强起来。
Then your faith will be strong.
我们当中啊，每个人有一天都要进入到工厂里面。
One day, every one of us will go into the ministry.
你在工厂上面，你会遇到很多的困难。
In the ministry, you will face many difficulties.
那啊，你的环境会改变。
Your situation and circumstances may change.
你所面对的社会会改变。
The society may change.
你所面对的这个世界啊，改变的非常快。
The world you face changes so quickly, rapidly.
你的亲人朋友有可能会改变。
Even your relatives, friends may change.
你的你最亲爱的、最亲密的同工也有可能会改变。
The one who is close to you as a co-worker may change.
但是呢，我们的上帝是永不改变的上帝。
But God is one who never changes.
你要靠着主的恩典站稳。
You need to stand firm by the grace of God.
你要举目仰望那个高高在上的真神。
You need to look up to the one who is high and lifted up.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
将来你无论面对了什么困难，什么样的环境
，No matter what circumstances you face,
你要靠主的恩典站稳。
You would stand firm by the grace
of God. 仰望这位至高的真神。
And you will look up to the one who is seated
high. 在这段经文也让我们看到。
And in this passage,
以赛亚不但看到神是在高高的宝座上面。
God is not only high and lifted up in seated on the throne.
他也看见神是最荣耀的上帝。
He is one who is so glorious.
在这里说第一节说他的衣裳他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
Scripture tells us that the train of his robe filled the temple.
第三节说他的荣光充满了全地。
And verse 3 tells us that the earth, whole earth is full of his glory.
第四节说他的圣殿充满了烟云。
And the house was filled with smoke.
那这里呢都是来形容神的荣耀。
And all this describes the glory of God.
让我们知道我们所侍奉的上帝是跟那个最荣耀的上帝。
Allow us to know that the God that we serve is a glorious God.
那所以呢我们所侍奉的上帝是一个最荣耀的上帝。
God is the most glorious.
既然我们的上帝是最荣耀的上帝。
And since He is the most glorious one,
那么今天我们做传道人应该怎样做一个传道人？
How should we be as a minister of God?
你不要做一个自卑自怜的传道人。
Don't be a pitiful minister of God.
你不要做一个自贱的传道人。
Don't be someone who feel that you are no use.
你不要做一个奴才相的传道人。
Don't be a person who become slaves.
你要知道，你所侍奉的上帝是那最荣耀的上帝。
For the God you serve is a glorious God.
所以你在这个时代的里面
，And so as you serve in this generation,
你要做一个威武不屈、贫穷不移、富贵不淫的传道人。
You must be a minister who is glorious.
你要做一个有骨气的传道人。
Someone who has a conviction.
你要在那靠住了恩典，在这个时代来忠心的来服侍这个荣耀的上帝。
And by the grace of God, you will serve faithfully this glorious God.
所以今天你要怎样做一个终极无憾的传道人呢？
How would you be a minister who finishes well without regret?
你要认识你所侍奉的上帝是至高的真神。
First, you need to know that the God you serve is one who is high and lifted up.
第二方面。
Secondly,
你要认识到你所侍奉的上帝是至圣的上帝，至圣的真神。
Second, you need to know that the God you serve is a holy God.
在这个意象当中。
In this vision,
先知以赛亚再看见
the prophet Isaiah also see.
他看见在其上有撒拉佛势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊着说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动。 殿充满了烟云。
He saw the seraphims, each had six wings, and with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew.
在这里，以赛亚看见他所侍奉的这位至高的上帝，又是一位至圣的上帝。
He saw that the high and holy one is also a holy God.
那他也看见那些天使撒拉佛在围绕的神的宝座来敬拜神，来服侍神。
He saw the seraphims surrounding the throne and worshiping him.
那这些撒拉佛是什么意思
？What does it mean?
撒拉佛这个名称的意思就是火的意思。
This seraphims means living.
表示他们火热的敬拜神，火热的来侍奉神。
Or they are zealously serving God and worshiping Him.
请问今天你是不是一个心里火热侍奉神的人
？Are you one who serve God and worship Him passionately?
那圣经告诉我们
，The Scripture tells us，
你要殷勤，不可懒惰。不可懒惰，要心里面火热，常常侍奉主。
Be diligent and serve God with zealousness.
那一个懒惰的传道人，他是一个受神咒诅的人。
A lazy minister is one who is cursed by God.
圣经讲的不是我讲的。
This is not what I said, but the scripture.
我再讲一次，一个懒惰的传道人是受神咒诅的人。
A lazy minister is one who is cursed by God.
所以今天你不要做一个懒惰的传道人。
And so don't be a lazy minister.
你要殷勤的、火热的一生服侍神。
But be diligent in serving the Lord.
在这里让我们又让我们看到。
We also see in this passage.
这些撒拉佛他们在那边来服侍神。
As the seraphims serve God,
他们对神是何等的敬畏。
They were reverently serving him.
他们呀呀，这些撒拉佛有六个翅膀。
They have six wings.
天使有三种。
There are three kinds of angels.
一种有六个翅膀。
The first kind has six wings.
四个翅膀。
Another kind has four wings. 一种有两个翅膀。And another kind had two wings.
在这里，我们看到这些呢，围绕着神宝座来侍奉神的是这个撒拉佛，有六个翅膀。
These angels that surround the throne are seraphims with six wings.
那他们怎样来侍奉上帝
？How did they serve God?
他们用两个翅膀遮脸。
They covered their face with two wings.
这是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
这是表示他们对神的敬畏。
They revere God.
因为神是至大、至高、至荣耀的上帝。
Because God is an awesome and great God.
也是至圣的上帝。
And He is most holy God.
他们觉得自己不敢观看上帝。
They cannot gaze into the glory of God.
他们怕得罪神。
They fear that they will sin against him.
所以呢，他们在神的面前在那边用两个翅膀遮脸。
And so they use two wings to cover their faces.
什么叫做怕得罪神
？What does it mean to fear against sinning against God?
一个不怕神、不怕得罪神的人
，someone who does not fear offending God，
是按照自己的意思来侍奉神的人。
Will serve God according to His will.
就好像亚伦的两个儿子。
It is like the two sons of Aaron.
献上还我是上帝没有吩咐他的。
When they offered strange fire,
结果神用火把他们烧死。
And as a result, God burned them.
很可怕，你知道吗
？This is something
that
is fearful.
当时候，整个以色列民大概有300万人。
The Israelites numbered 3 million.
三百万会有只有五个传道人，一个主任牧师，四个副牧师。
There are only 5 ministers, 1 senior pastor.
那是两个不两个呢他没有他做了上帝所没有吩咐的事情。
And among them, two did what was not right in God.
上帝就用火把他们烧死。
And God burned them to death.
上帝不怕他的百姓没有传道人来牧养他们。
He God did not fear that there is no shepherd among his people.
所以今天我们不在神的面前，不要以为自己很了不起啊，很缺乏传道人，所以我们做传道人很了不起了。
Don't think that because there is a lack of pastors, we are someone who is great.
如果上帝用当时的原则来对付今天的传道人，你想今天的教会传道人能够存在几个？
If God were to treat the minister of today as he treated the priests in the past, how many will remain?
同学们，亲爱的同工，
and so brothers and sisters,
我们在神的面前要非常的小心。
We need to be very careful before God.
一个怕得罪神的人，
one who fears offending God,
他会照着神的吩咐来做。
They will follow the will of God.
他会不顾任何的代价、任何的损失、任何的牺牲来遵行神所吩咐的。
They will be willing to obey His will no matter the cost.
就好像亚伯拉罕。按照听从神的吩咐来献上以撒一样。
It is like Abraham who obeyed God's will in offering Isaac.
当他要杀他的儿子的时候
，And when he was about to kill Isaac,
上帝对他说什么
？What did God say?
上帝对他说：“现在我知道你是敬畏上帝的人。
Now I know that you fear God,
因他不顾任何的代价
，because he doesn't.Care about the cost.
甚至把那下他们生命中最爱的、仅有的来献上给神。
He was willing to sacrifice his one and only son.
请问今天你心中是不是真正的敬畏上帝
？Let me ask you, do you truly fear God?
你是不是愿意按照神的吩咐，在神的面前忠心服侍他
？Are you willing to?Faithfully serve him according to his will.
在这里又让我们看到撒拉弗用两个翅膀遮脚。
And we see that the seraphims used two wings to cover their feet.
什么意思
？What does it mean?
意思说他不敢显露自己。
They are not willing to uncover themselves.
乃是在神面前谦卑。
They are willing to be humble before the Lord.
撒拉弗在这位荣耀威严的上帝的宝座面前
before this whole awesome and glorious God,
他们深深觉得自己非常的不配
they feel that they are unworthy.
但是很可惜的
unfortunately,
今天有许多传道人不是这样
many ministers today are not like this.
有许多人喜欢在侍奉上面显耀自己，显露自己
Ministers today would like to reveal themselves.
喜欢的人看见他所做的。
They want people to see what they are doing.
喜欢得到人的掌声。
They want to get the applause of men.
喜欢得到人的称赞。
To get the praise of men.
喜欢得到人的肯定。
They want to obtain affirmations.
当然，每个人需要人的欣赏与肯定。
Of course, we need the praise and affirmations from others.
但是呢，有些人呢，他们如果得不到人的欣赏的时候，他们就心灰意冷，不再侍奉上帝了。
However, there are those who will grow, their hearts will grow cold when they do not get this praise and affirmation.
但是
，and they would stop serving God.
但是，如果今天你仍然喜欢人的肯定才来侍奉上帝。喜欢人的欣赏，喜欢人的称赞，喜欢人的掌声来侍奉上帝的时候，你必须问自己一个问题。
If you were to serve God only because you get the affirmation, applause, and praises from men,
我是在侍奉谁
？You need to ask yourself, who am I serving?
请问今天你在神面前的侍奉的心态是怎么样
？What is the attitude? Of your heart in serving God.
不要以为自己很了不起。
Don't think you are someone who is indispensable.
不要以为你自己受了几年的神学的训练就配得服侍主。
Don't Don't think that you are worthy to serve God because you have been
trained for several years.
Don't think because you have read some more spiritual books that you are worthy to be a pastor.
不要以为你牺牲了你的前途来奉献做传道人，就应该得到人的尊重。
Don't feel that because you have sacrificed your career, you are worthy to be respected before men.
我们看到先知以赛亚,
we see that the prophet Isaiah,
他是王族的血统,
he was of the kingly line.
他的父亲是跟乌西亚王的父亲弟兄。
And his father is the brother of the father of King Uzziah. And so he was a first cousin of King Uzziah. But he came out to be a prophet. God, did God treat him in a special way? No.
Even when we see him at his old age, his fate is sad.
Because we see that toward the end of his life, it was very difficult.
求主帮助我们,
May the Lord help us.
亲爱的同工, 亲爱的同学们, 我们今天在神的面前根本算不了什么。
We are nothing before God.
我们要长存着谦卑的心在神的面前来服侍神。
We need to serve him with humility.
在这里又让我们看到。 撒拉夫用两个翅膀飞翔。
And we also see that the seraphims use two wings to fly.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
表示他们顺服上帝。
It means that they were obedient to the Lord.
神吩咐他们什么,他们就做什么。
Whatever God commanded them, they are willing to accomplish.
今天你是不是顺服神?
Today, are you willing to obey him?
神吩咐你的, 你有没有去做?
Whatever God has commanded you, do you remember them?
接下来我们问一个问题。
Let's ask another question.
为什么撒拉夫用四个翅膀遮盖自己?
Why would the seraphims cover themselves with four wings?
只有用两个翅膀飞翔。
And only use two wings to fly.
这表示什么呢?
What does it mean?
表示他们用四个翅膀来保守自己。
They use four wings to protect themselves or cover up
themselves. 用两个翅膀来飞翔，来工作。
Use two wings to work.
所以这就是告诉我们，
This tells us.
你在侍奉的上面，你要保守自己的见证，自己的生命的见证，胜过你的。 侍奉的工作,
in the ministry, you have to make sure that you have a life of integrity before paying attention to your work.
请问今天你在教会当中的侍奉,
in the service at the church,
你侍奉神, 但是你在社会上面的生活见证、生命见证是怎么样的?
What kind of life testimony do you have before people as you serve God?
请问你是不是存着敬畏、谦卑、顺服的心态来侍奉上帝?
Do you serve God with a reverent, humble, and obedient heart?
一个终极无憾的传道者,
a minister who finishes well without regrets.
第一方面,
First,
你要认识你所侍奉的神是至高的真神。
Know that the God you serve is the great and awesome God.
第二,
Second,
你要认识你所侍奉的上帝是圣洁的上帝。
Know that the God you serve is a holy God.
第三,
Third,
你要认识你自己的真相。
You need to know the true self.
你看，在当以赛亚认识到神的崇高与神的圣洁之后，
When Isaiah know that God is awesome and holy,
他更清楚地看见自己的真相。
He saw his own self. 他
说：“祸在我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民众，又因为我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。”
For he said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts."
在这里，让我们看到一个真正认识神的人，他会真正认识到自己的真相。
Someone who truly knows God will see his own true self.
当他认识到自己的真相之后，他会做什么？
And when one truly knows his true self, what will he do?
他会感觉到罪的严重性。
He will feel the gravity of sin, the seriousness of sin.
他说：“祸在我灭亡了。”
He says, "Woe is me, for I'm lost."
当使徒彼得真正认识到主耶稣的时候，
When the apostle Peter truly knew the Lord Jesus,
他就跪在主的面前说：“主啊，请你离开我，我是个罪人。”
He knelt before the Lord and says, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a great sinner."
当亚伯真正认识到神的时候，
When Job truly knew God,
他说：“从前我风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土与炉灰当中懊悔。”
In the past, I only heard about you, but now I have seen you, and I'm someone who is in the dust.
当使徒保罗更认识神的时候，
When the apostle Paul greatly knew the Lord,
他说我在罪人的当中是一个罪魁。
And he says, "I'm the worst of sinners."
当以赛亚真正认识到神的时候，
When Isaiah truly know God,
他对神说，祸在我灭亡了。
He said to God, "Woe is me, for I'm lost."
许多时候，人不知道他里面不知道在他里面有一个很可怕的自己。
Many times we do not know that there is something that is so great, fearful within our own life.
心理学家把这个我分成四个我。
And so, the psychologist, divided ourselves into four sections.
第一个我是外边的人认识的我。
The first me is the part that others know about.
外面的人认识的我，可能让人家看到你很乖，很有这个什么，各方面都很好。
Others may know that you are someone who is good in all aspects.
第二个我是家里面人的认识的我。
The second aspect of yourself is the one that the family knows. The self that the people outside and the family knows are two different things.
所以有时候有人称赞别人的孩子的时候，说你的孩子是很乖，很怎么样，他和母亲说，哪里你不知道而已。
So sometimes others may praise a certain child to his parents, and the parents will answer, "You do not know."
找对象，你不要去问别人，你去问他家里面的女佣或者司机，他会很诚实的告诉你。
So when you are looking for your life partner, you ask the maid or the driver of the family.
第三个我是。连家人不认识的我，是我自己认识的我。
The third aspect of the self is the part that only I myself know about.
你承认不承认？你多的承认，你有许多事情心里面的感受，你不敢告诉家里面的人。
Would you admit that there are many things that you will not
reveal
to the family members?
第四个我。
And there is this fourth part of ourselves. And this is the self that we ourselves even do not know.
So some people are afraid to go out and live in the same room.
So when at times people do not want to be roommates with others.
Thank you, our BSOP is two to three students in a room.
We thank the Lord that BSOP has dormmates.
有些人呢，他们为什么怕跟人家住一个房间
？Why would others not want someone to live in the same room?
因为他知道他里面有很多东西不敢对人家讲。
Because there are many things that he doesn't want to reveal.
但是那些东西压在他的心底里面的时候,
but these things continue to press down upon him.
当他晚上安静的睡觉很安静的时候, 那些里面的东西潜意识会发出来的。
But when he is sleeping soundly, all these things will come out.
所以一个人在睡觉的时候讲话，你问他问题，他什么东西都告诉你的。
And so when that person is sound asleep, you ask any question, he would answer.
你的室友会不会讲话？
Try to see if your dorm mates would talk in their sleep.
那今天许多时候我们看到有些传道人这个倒下去，那个倒下去是什么原因？
Today we see many fallen ministers. What's the reason?
原因是在他里面有一个见不了人的我。
Because there is this part of the self that nobody knows.
就是他里面有隐藏了罪。
There are sins that are concealed in this life.
所以一个传道人跌倒，不是外面的事情，是里面的事情。
A minister who fall is because of those things that are inside.
所以今天我们必须求圣灵光照我们。
We need to ask the Holy Spirit to convict us.
让我们看到自己的真相。
That we will see our true self.
当以赛亚看见了上帝的时候, 他也看见了自己。
When Isaiah saw God, he also saw himself.
他看到自己的误会。
He saw his own wickedness.
他就在神的面前来认罪。
And he confess before the Lord.
他看见了自己之后, 他就对罪很敏感。
When he saw himself, he was so sensitive towards sin.
他立刻觉得自己是一个该死的人。
And he know that he is someone who is lost and who deserved to die.
他说,祸在我灭亡了。
He says, woe is me, for I am lost.
这句话就说,祸在我完蛋了。
And that is, I'm at a loss.
或者说,我死定了。
I am dead.
只有一个真正认识到神的人,他才会对自己这样认识。
Someone who truly know God would truly know himself.
所以当一个人来到圣洁的神的面前的时候,
and when you confess your sin before God,
他会发现到自己的败坏。
You will see your own wickedness.
今天你没有看到自己的败坏, 因为你没有到圣洁的神面前来。
You have not seen your own wickedness before because you have not come before the Holy God.
那求主的圣灵光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit convict us.
让我们每一天都很诚实地来到圣洁的神的面前审查自己。
That we may come before the Holy God and reflect on our lives.
那不单单是不信的人需要悔改。
Not only the unbelievers need to repentance.
基督徒也要悔改。
As Christians, we need to repent.
传道人更要悔改。
More so for the pastors.
Amen. 我们要在神的面前常常悔改。
We need to repent.
教会不会忽心。
Regularly before God.
许多时候我们怪信徒不热心。
Churches may not revive, and we blame the believers for that.
但是我们有没有看到是我们自己拦阻了教会的复兴？
Do we see that we may be the hindrance to the revival of the church?
当以赛亚看到自己是嘴唇不洁的人的时候,
when Isaiah saw that he is a man of unclean lips,
圣经说有一位撒拉佛飞到跟前，手里面拿着红炭，用火剪从坛上取下来的，将这个炭沾我的口，说看啊。 这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。
One of the seraphims took a coal with a tongue and touched his mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin atoned for."
在这里就让我们看到，当以赛亚认罪之后，
when the prophet Isaiah confessed his sin,
神的救恩就临到他的身上。
The salvation of God came upon him.
神赦免的恩典就临到他的身上。
The grace of God came upon him.
神就用这个坛上，这个天使就用坛上的这个拿下来的炭，沾了他的嘴。
The angel took a burning coal from the altar and touched his mouth.
不容易，你知道吗？
This is not easy.
试试看。 去厨房拿一个 看沾你的嘴试试看。
Try using a burning coal to touch your mouth.
今天意思说你要对付罪恶要非常痛苦。
This tells us that when you deal with sin, this is a very difficult thing. There will be struggles.
但是你如果不不对付
，But when you don't deal with your sin, you will not be cleansed, and God may not use you.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们能够将我们能够真正认识到自己的真相。
That we can truly see our own.
常常来到圣洁的神面前。
Coming before the Holy God,
来省察自己
and search our hearts,
也在神的面前彻底的悔改
and truly, completely confess before the Lord.
求神给我们一个清洁的心
that God may give us a clean heart,
让我们能够站在他面前来侍奉上帝
that we may serve before Him,
做一个终身无憾的传道人。
And we may be a minister who finishes well without regrets.
你要做一个终身无疾的传道人。
In order to do that,
这个终极无憾的传道人。
In order to do that,
你要真正认识你所侍奉的上帝是个至高的上帝。
You need to know that God is an awesome God.
你要认识你所侍奉的上帝是个至圣的上帝。
That He is the holy God.
你要认识到你自己的真相，并且要在神的面前。忧伤痛悔
and you know your true self and truly repent
before
Him, that you may be cleansed,
才能够在神的面前来服侍上帝
and you may be able to serve Him.
第四方面
for
你要毫无保留的把自己献上给上帝
you must give yourself to the Lord without any reservation.
当以赛亚蒙神洁净之后
When Isaiah was cleansed by the Lord,
他就听见神的声音说：“我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？”
Then he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
以赛亚就对神说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
Then Isaiah answered, "Here I am, send me."
以赛亚得了洁净之后，他听见了神的声音。
After being cleansed, he heard the voice of the Lord.
为什么今天我们听不到神的声音？
Why don't we listen to the voice of God today?
是因为在我们跟神当中有隔膜。
Because there is
这个隔膜就是
something that is blocking the way to hear the voice of God.
这个隔膜就是罪。
This hindrance is the sin.
所以我们要求主洁净我们。
May God cleanse us,
我们才可以听到神的声音
that we may hear His voice.
但是在这边让我们看到神怎样对以赛亚说话
And here we see how the Lord spoke to him.
神没有用一个命令式的方式来对他讲话
God did not use an imperative mood.
在这里呢，神乃是在以赛亚面前来表示内心的叹息
God expressed the desire of his heart.
那他说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢
？The Lord says, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
因为慈爱的上帝看到那些硬心的百姓
，The gracious God saw the heart,
看到那些
hardened hearts of men,
看到那些沉迷在最终的这些百姓的危险。
He saw the danger.Of these people in sin.
神就很想打发人去警戒这些百姓，在最后的关头可以尽力挽回他们。
And God wishes to send someone to these people in order allow them to return to him.
但是他找不到人愿意受他的差遣。
But he didn't find anyone who is willing to be sent.
所以他说：“我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以？”谁肯为我们去呢
？And so God says, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
今天全世界有多少人口
？Today, how many? What's the population of this world?
多少人口
？How many people are in this world today?
其实应该是74亿的。
There are 7.4 billion people.
这些人的灵魂在向你呼喊。
This, the souls of these people are crying out.
人人需要主耶稣。
People need the Lord Jesus.
我们也看到主来的日子很近了。
And we know that the coming of the Lord is close.
但是神不愿意一个人沉沦，他愿意万人愿意所有的人都悔改。
God is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come.
但是谁肯为神出去呢？
But who is willing to go?
所以愿意受神的差遣呢？
Who is willing to be sent out?
你愿意为神去吗？
Are you willing?
来向这些百姓传福音吗？
Are you willing to go and preach the gospel?
当神把心中这种叹息摆在以赛亚面前的时候，
God expressed his desire before Isaiah.
以赛亚很快很乐意的就回应神的呼召。
And immediately Isaiah responded.
不但这样， 神把一个不可能的使命交托了他。
And God gave him a commission that is impossible to accomplish.
Impossible mission.
An impossible mission before
him. 不可能的使命。 为什么？
Why?
如果我们看 看到这个以赛亚书第一章到第五章的时候，
When you read Isaiah chapter 1 to 5,
我们看到那个时代在乌西亚王统治的时代，那个是盛世的时代。
During the time of the reign of King Uzziah,
也是一个罪恶滔天的时代。
It was a prosperous and yet a wicked time.
有政治上面的罪恶。
There is a political sin.
有社会上面的罪恶。
There is societal sins.
那有道德上面的罪恶。
There is sin of morality.
有宗教上面的罪恶。
There is a sin of religion.
他们呢，在整个国家呢，有不道德、不公义、不公平、不公正的这些的事情。
There are all sorts of immorality and unrighteousness in the society.
但是以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
But Isaiah says, "Here I am, send me."
神给他这个不可能的使命。
God gave him an impossible mission.
但是他说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
But he says, "Here I am, send me."
以赛亚真的不敢相信神会对他所说的话。
Isaiah couldn't believe what the Lord said to him.
因为上帝要差派他去对那些百姓讲话。
For God will send him to speak to the
那些百姓听是听见，但是听不进去，不能够明白。
And while hearing while these people hear, they do not understand.
看见看是看见，他们但是他不了解这个了解那个真理。
While they keep on seeing, they do not perceive.
所以圣经说他们是个硬心的百姓。
These people are dull in their hearts.
他们把耳朵盖起来。
Heavy in their ears,
闭着眼睛,
and blind in their eyes.
他们不愿意听神的仆人所传讲的信息。
They are unwilling to listen to the message that comes from the prophet.
因为上帝提前告诉他,
For God has already forewarned.
你要去传福音的对象是很难很难, 他们不听你的。
The people that you preach to will be very difficult.
你还要去吗？
Are you willing to go?
就好像今天上帝说你，我差遣你去做牧师。
And as God says, I sent you to be a pastor.
但是上帝也警告你。
But God also forewarned you.
你讲到的时候，没人要听。
When you preach, nobody will listen.
那你讲到嘴歪掉了，牙齿断掉了，也没有人要听。
Even you, when you preach to the extent that your teeth are fall off, nobody will listen.
你讲到的时候。 台下的人打瞌睡，
and when you preach, the people will fall asleep.
在台下的人，你讲到，他也讲到。
And as you preach, people below would also preach.
那些人在剪指甲。
Or they will be clipping their nails.
那些人在喝咖啡。
Or some people will continue to drink their coffee.
就是听到一半跑到外面去。
Or at the middle of your sermon, they would just leave.
或者是打手机发短信。
Or they would keep texting.
或者在玩游戏，玩电子游戏。
Or play electronic games.
或者在上网。
Or go into the web.
请问你还要去做，去向他们传福音吗？
Let me ask you: Are you still willing to go and preach to them?
你还想去做传道人吗？
Are you willing to be a minister among them?
当时以赛亚的会众是这样。
And this is the kind of people that Isaiah faced.
天是听见，但是不明白。
although they hear, they do not understand.
所以上帝警告他们，警告他了。
God forewarned him.
你讲到要好像向着墙壁讲到这样。
You are like preaching to the walls.
但是以赛亚虽然工作很艰难
，although the work is difficult，
但是他不改变他的信心的性质。
He did not change his word.
今天很多传道人把福音变质了。
Today many ministers change the nature of the gospel.
他们只要看到外表的这个果效。
They only want to see the external results.
但是呢，把神的福音改变了。
And they would change the gospel and water down.
但是以赛亚不是这样的人。
But Isaiah was not this kind of a person.
一生，一生把自己完全的摆上。
He gave his offered his own life
来执行神所托付给他那个不可能的使命。
To accomplish what is an impossible task that God gave him.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
今天神也给你一个不可能的使命。
God gave you an impossible mission.
你面对的这个时代是非常复杂的时代。
This is a very complex generation in society.
但是神要的是你忠心。
But what God demands of you is
faithfulness. 你愿意把自己毫无保留的为主献上吗
？That you, without reservation, give your all.
一个终极无憾的传道人。
A minister who finishes well without regret.
他是真正认识神的人
，is someone who truly knows God.
认识到神是崇高最崇高的上帝。
That he is the great and awesome God.
他是他认识到神是最圣洁的上帝。
That he is the most holy God.
他认识到自己的真相。
And know his true self.
他会悔改在神的面前。
And will repent before God.
那他呢？也毫无保留的把自己献上。
And would offer himself fully without reservation.
在我们国内很受尊敬的，而也很值得我们纪念的主的仆人宋尚杰博士。
The Reverend John Song, who is honored, greatly honored by many.
他临终的时候说了几句话。
Before his death, he says.
他说：“我为人不如王明道先生。”
My character is unlike Wang Mingdao.
我讲道不如尼托生先生。
My preaching cannot be compared with Watchman Nee.
我交际人际关系不如季志文先生。
My interpersonal relationship cannot be compared to.
但是上帝知道。
Reverend G.
但是上帝知道。
But God knows.
我已经把我所有的都摆上。
That I have offered everything to him.
所以他过了一个终极无憾的人生。
So he lived a life without regrets.
亲爱的同工，亲爱的同学们
，brothers and sisters，
今天
，today，
你愿意把自己毫无保留的、完全的为神摆上？
Are you willing to offer yourself without reservation?
愿意吗
？Are you willing?
愿意的，请站起来，我们一起祷告。我们请许牧师代表。
If you are willing, you may stand up and let's pray. 。Father, you have spoken to us. You are the great and holy God. You are the awesome God. You are the one who calls us and who sent us out. And you truly know ourselves. Lord, may you accept each and every one of us as we confess our sins before you, as we offer ourselves again to you without any reservation. Use us in whatever way that pleases you. And may you continue to by your grace to uphold us so that we may finish well without any regrets. 天父，我们感谢你，主，你的话语已传讲出来，你对我们说话，你让我们知道你是至高的真神，你是圣洁的神。主啊，你 也认识我们每一位，我们站在主你面前，毫无保留把自己献上给你，求主你悦纳，也使用大大使用我们每一位，完成你的使命。做主你的恩典，能够忠心到底。祷告奉主耶稣名，